Shiraso Tadaber Kol Chachmei Leiv Asher Lisev Mileisev Ruach Chochmo Of Osu Vesmig Di Al Al Kadro Lechano Li Pasuk before describing Ben Shporuch was commanded Moshe to bring for him Aaron Achicha as one of each of the Tirbnei Shul Lechano Li they should be the Kehanit in the base of Migdash Shmosisa Vigdei Koidesh La'aron Achicha V'chavar L'Sefarish and you should make Vigdei Koidesh La'aron Achicha V'chavar L'Sefarish the Tzivoy to make Vigdei Kohuna and the Vigdei Kohuna has to be L'chavar L'Sefarish has to be Fa'anar L'Sefarish as the Sfarnik says, the Chavad HaKelius Barab Yosef Big Day Kodesh La'avod Ozoi, the beautiful Yizal the Gezah, that when you're serving HaKodesh Baruch Hu, for your Big Day Kodesh, that's how you go to serve HaKodesh Baruch Hu. O Sephares, Yisbar Abraham. The Torah Akdoshah wants the begotten that you serve in the Beis HaMikdash, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, should represent the avodah you're doing. You're going to come to serve the greatest, all powerful God. The Surah, how I serve, should be in a matzah of Big Day Kuna. The Chovel of Sephardis, as Rambam and Halacha brings every day, a coin that's Meshamash without the begotten, the Chas V'Sholoim. Big of area. It can be new and fresh clothes. Obviously, the lesson, the push of the lesson. Then we have to understand. The tzura of a person who serves Hashem, he has to be, it has to be a matter of covenant of the forest, it has to be a matter of honor and dignity. Because Baruch Hu, Rambam writes, it's Chayim Misi B'dei Shamayim, Zor Shashimesh, just not having to be God, but it's so hard, so the person has to treat it and understand what the Gadam are about. Va'atah tadaber, though, the pasuk continues, al kol chachmei leiv, asher mileisiv ruach chochma ba'osu es big di'ar lekad shulchan avi. The Torah HaKadosh tells us that you should speak to kol chachmei leiv, asher mileisiv ruach chochma. But also it's being the iron on the couch of the Chanovi, and they should make the begotten. So the first kasha that we have to understand, besides the union of uniqueness of these begotten, the specialty of these begotten, that we make such a big deal, a chavod l'sefares, but in making of the begotten, the Torah says, v'atah tadaber kol chachmei leiv. Speak to every chacham leiv. So the first question is obvious. Chochma l'chur is not in the leiv. If you ask yourself, where is the person's chochma? Chochma is in the seichel. What does chochma have to do with leiv? But after the daba kol chachmei leiv, speak to the chochma of the leiv. What does chochma do with leiv? But even more strange, the pasuk says, "Hashem mileisiv ruach chochma," and I filled them up with the Hashem Yileis of Ruach Chochma. For also it's big the Aaron Lekatra Lechan Oli. But I filled him up. Hashem Yileis of Ruach Chochma. What does that mean, Hashem? I said Hashem fills him up with Chochma. Hashem Yileis of Ruach Chochma. What does that mean? the MS. We find this a few times in the Big Day Kuna and the Avodas HaMishkan, the Yigin, Hashem should speak to the Chacham Leif, the people who are Chachmei Leif. And we have to understand, obviously, the letter of Eshvayakel, Chokhmas Leif, what is exactly the Nekuda that those who worked in the Mishkan were called Chacham Leif? Those who, the prerequisite for working in the Mishkan was Chacham Leif. So we can't be mired too much. But the Yisoid, which we find later, is Bemis and Ramban, which we're actually passed by Yaakov, but everybody should know this Ramban. The Ramban speaks it out of the lens over there in Parash Vayakel. And the Yisoid being of Baisai, a powerful lesson for us to understand what is the Ganze Yisoid of Mishkan. Avodas HaMishkan and Avodas HaChaim. Over there in the parasha, the parasha Vayakel, the Ramban speaks out on the pasuk of Vayovo called Ish, I should have sold Levi. Because Bohu I commanded the Oilim should come and donate. We don't find a command, or we find a command to build the Mishkan, and also to make the Kalim. But the Pasuk says, "Vayavol kol ish asher nesol libo v'chol asher nod v'rucho hevi eschum at Hashem l'asol amoyei v'chol avodos l'vig de'a kodesh." So Ramban says this Pasuk is not going on to people who donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk v'yagav perek lamed hey, Pasuk chavales. Rabban learns that the soul of Libo is going on the people that work the Beis HaMishkan. You don't find it. Doesn't say the divas lay. It's the divas. The thinking of Pastor Truma. It says the divas lay. Doesn't say the seus lay. It says the seus lay. What's the difference? The Tana Shenosa Libo the Korva La Malachik Lohabem Shalom Adas Malachas Ha'il Malamed. No one over here knew exactly what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, build the Mishkan, make Kalim, make Big Day Kuna, make a matzah where we're going to have divine inspiration. But no one knew. There was no teacher. There was no training course. Beis HaMikdash training course. Pop-ups of Beis HaMikdash, how to make the Mizbeach. There was no tabernacle books that came out from art school yet. The pictures, how to do it. There was no picture books. There was nothing. They didn't have a teacher. There was no one. Oh, she emailed by Amiyad of Klal. Oh, he says even more. It's not like these people were umnis. Well, you say, okay. These guys were a jack of all trades. They went to, oh, Rosh Hashem. Check if the print came out before 2008. It's in the front page. Oh, just missed. Anyway, by the Maisa, Lamaisa, but more than that, he says besides that, the essence skill, the skill, besides the essence how to make it, but you need a skill to how to make the big day kuna with the strings and the exact amounts and how to weave it in the right way and to weave the art, the paroichas. They didn't have special training on how to weave and how to cut the wood, how to engrave the zakhin. Unbelievable zakhin to Ramban. They came to the Beis HaMikdash and all of a sudden they started, they decided they want to go to the Beis HaMikdash to help out, to do the work, and all of a sudden in their brains was planted a mamish, a chip went into their brain, and all of a sudden they said, okay, pass me this, let's start working, start weaving, let's start carving, let's start engraving. And boom, here it is, the Beis HaMikdash is all done exactly with the intricacies, the specifics of each thing. The Mizbeach has to be exact, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, and here they are, they're weaving and doing exactly, carving and making pictures and making zachen and weaving zachen that they never did before. They never done like, but they lived in a midbar. We're not talking about people who were sitting, you know, they were in some, you know, developed country, and they were sitting there, like, these people were slaves. All they knew about was build with bricks and mortar. They didn't know anything about engraving, you know, weaving. They didn't touch, you know, go to, you know, Brooklyn College, take basket weaving 101. They didn't go to school on how to work with gold and silver. They were slaves, and then they went to a desert. And in the desert, there was no college, there was no schools, no one teaching them. So how did it happen? They said, you know what? We want to help out to build the Beis HaMikdash. We want a Mishka. We want to make a Malkut HaShechina. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zokter, Vayig Bali V'dach HaShem, L'Vodos Nei Moshe Leimor. And he asked the question, I'm going to do whatever you command, Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to do whatever you command. Go, Yankel Pfeffenheimer, you go and build a Mizbeach. A Mizbeach? What is that? A Mizbeach? He had an altar. I had a friend, his name was Alter. Maybe take a picture of him. What do you mean, an altar? What do you mean, what am I supposed to do? But all of a sudden he came, and in his mind, the whole thing was diagrammed. He had the whole thing in front of him, and he put it up and whatever. It took him a time, but he built it perfect. Why? Because he came with a rough turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the right thing, to lift up his heart to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mela, and he asked the question, the Mela, he all of a sudden knew it. He had it. It was there. They'll see this Ramban, the Vur, very Gishmak. I mean, the Ramban. The Ram is to it, but also the Chor, that's the Pshat, Rabbi Yisrael. There's even Bitzalah, Rabbi Yisrael, according to some Sheikh, Bitzalah, who was the builder, the one who was Yisrael Tzavim, who was the one who built it, he was the chief contractor to build the whole Beis HaMikdash. Bitzalah was a very young kid, Rabbi Yisrael, when he built it. Something was 13 years old, 12, 13. He was a young kid. How do you know everything? Felkel. He saw a Levi, his heart was lifted up, he had a fierce lathe. He desired, he wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to do the Rat of Hashem. It's a melech Kodesh Baruch Hu put into his mind, and it's his. Va'ato tidaber kochach meleiv asher mileisiv luach ochma, Rabbi Yisrael. What's pshat chacham leiv? The pshat kosher, Rabbi Yisrael. Chacham leiv means that the heart is smart. You ever heard of a smart heart? What's a smart heart? The heart is the makom of ritzoinus, Rabbi Yisrael. The heart is the makom of desires. The heart is the area where we choose what we want to do. It's our place. We are surrounded with desires and desires. If the person has the bakosha, the chokham lev is that the lev desires chokhma. The ritzoinus is for chokhma. The Russian is to know, the Russian is to do, the Russian is to help, to do whatever I can, because Baruch Hu. That's the Chacham Leib. The Leib that wants Chokhmah, the Leib that wants understanding, the Leib that wants to know. Hashem Mileitziv Ruach Chokhmah, then Hashem fills you up with the Ruach Chokhmah. The Mileitziv Ruach Chokhmah is a result of the Chacham Leib. And then everything becomes easier for us. meaning to say, the more he desires it, the more it's his wish of Oysa. The more it becomes his, then the Seva Shel David, that's what Chesbo fills it up with. B'derash Adam Roysa Leilech Meinichon Oysa. Where a person wants to go, the Moilechim. A Kodesh Baruch obviously wanted to do the right thing, but what our desires and our wants are, that's where Kodesh Baruch leads us. And the more we want Chachma, the more desire to know, the more we want to be in the fierce Liba of Adach Hashem, we want to come close to Kodesh Baruch. We want to feel the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yitzchak. In that way Hashem will lead us, we'll be able to be zocheh to it. We can be zocheh to my dreams that we never fathomed. Not because of our intellectual capabilities that way, not because we're spiritually inclined to that, but the Chochmah slave, the Nesiyah slave, the desire, the Rotsoi, the Tzoneinu, literally says Malkeinu, we want it more than anything in the world. That's the Chochmah slave. That's the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a more difficult Musa Haskell, Rabbi Yisrael. In Avodah Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands and knows our thoughts, our desires, our tzoinos, our wantings. And a person has to realize, understand, that the more you want it, the more it's your real want, the more you can come to the realization of the being of Oysah. So when the Baal says, Achash sho'alti me'es Hashem Oysah v'akech, shifti me'es Hashem kol yimei chayai, lach so'es b'noyim Hashem alavake v'echola. So when the Baal says, Achash sho'alti, one thing I want, Oysah v'akech, I always have akish, that I desire. What's the oysa of akish, Rabbi Yisrael? The Torah says, Rabbi Yisrael, how can you tell when a person really desires something? The Torah says, you can say, Vashem, the Chofetz Chaim, that doesn't make it could be so that Dvarim is. If it's a true wanting, no matter what the circumstance, the situation, what is, that want, that desire continues. So the Bell says, Achashalti, I was a lonely shepherd. I was out there in the field with the sheep. I was hanging around with the sheep all day. And I was lonely. I didn't have too much money. I wasn't choshev. I was sitting there all day with goats and sheep, with corn and carrots. A nice side dish. With corn and carrots and potatoes. What was I busy all day? Feeding sheep, taking care of goats. Havala, my desire then is Achash Sha'alti Shifti Beit Hashem. But then I became king. And I was king, David HaMelech, Yitzchak HaVikayim, David HaMelech was a great king, the king over everything. And he had everything in the world. And Oysa HaVakesh, but even though I became king, and I had wealth, I had opportunity for wealth. And I had two for other desires, Oysa HaVakesh, I still wanted the same thing. Shifti Beit Hashem Kol Yimechad. It was still my desire, Vayitzchak. When a person learns and makes it his one wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be his only bakash in life, that's to do Ratzon Hashem, and to the Yigbaliyu, it says, to bring up the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, if that's his desire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. But it has to be a true desire, as they say. The person wants something very, 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 very deep. It has to be through and through. 100%, as Oyvi Chazal say, that if a person has a machshavah toiva, if he has a bakasha toiva, he has a rotzen, and if the rotzen is through and through, kechuda shomachat, tischuli pesach, kechuda shomachat, open for me a pesach, Hashem says, like the hole in a needle, a little tiny hole, but it's through and through. It could be a small hole, but it's a real desire. It's an emes of desire. How much of us we really want the boisai ruchnius? How much we want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that a real desire? Is that the MS? Do we feel a little coerced? Do we feel a little forced into it? Chazal tells on Purim, Kimu v'kiblu hodo kiblu mechvei ha-shveirosh mechadosh. The Nevada and Hasina was a great Kabbalah Satoru, but the Gemara says it still could be a Teteret because of the mountain hovering over our heads. And maybe, just maybe, we desired the Torah out of a thing that we want to save our lives. Shom Tekvul Atzma. But on Purim, when we saw the Nays, there was such an honor for the Nays, as Rashi said. Hodik Yiblu Vimeach HaShveresh V'mekabu the Torah again. That was the true Kabbalah of the Torah forever. We made Purim, Rabbosa. Purim was the truest Kabbalah of the Torah because it was a 100% love that came from us. As the Mefarshim say, where was the Kabbalah of the Torah from Purim? What was the new Kabbalah of the Torah? The new Kabbalah of the Torah was that we accepted on us more mitzvah. We decided that we wanted to have now a mitzvah of Purim, Kriyas HaMegillah and Purim. If that's true, why we want more mitzvahs, must we were happy with what we have? That's as the Mefarshim say, when a person comes down, so we had it in Bamatiya, other mitzvahs, and Chazal say a guy came and took off truma from him. If he comes in, he adds to the truma. So why is he masked to what the guy did? Because if he added to it, if we added to the mitzvahs, if we wanted more mitzvahs. What do we want? More mitzvahs, more things to do. But the pshat is that we have a bigger desire to serve Hashem. Tuch avat hamayz, they came to our korah. They wanted more than anything in the world. They wanted more than life itself. They're ready to sacrifice themselves. That's why you don't want to be the simple, the source of the call, the tremendous simcha, the clarity they had. They wanted anything more than anything in the world. But this became the one desire. That was the Kabbalah of the Torah from Purim. But it's a tremendous lesson for us, Rabbi Yisrael. How much each and every one of us can accomplish in Avodas Hashem, as long as there's a Ratzon. As long as the true Ratzon and Emesik Ratzon of Hashem, that the Lev wanted, not only with Machmal Ratzon today, there's so much within speak about Lev. There's so much out there, people who are doing mitzvahs, turning into mitzvahs of Hashem, with a certain type of no passion for it. There's no real Ratzon in the Lev. They do it. Father told them to do it. They do it because they grew up that way. They do it because there's peer pressure, there's community pressure, there's who knows what pressure, there's shidduch pressure. How are you gonna marry up your daughter? How are you gonna marry up your son? You gotta do it like this, and do it like that. But the emes of ratzon, the emes of chachma leiv, the emes of nesias leiv, that you want to lift yourself up and you want to be greater. You want to be somebody great in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nesias leiv. These people came. And they didn't know anything, but we want to do it, Hashem. We want to do for you, Hashem. We don't know how. We don't know which way. We don't know what to do. We never dealt with gold and silver. We don't even know what a mishkan what you're talking about. But we're here to do, build you a place, Hashem. We're here. We're rolling up our sleeves. We're ready to go. And all of a sudden, in their brains, they knew how to do everything. What's the chat? Because when you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you open up and make it your Ratzon, you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a true Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that heart I'm going to fill with Chachma, with what he desires, and become a person who's a craftsman, with the most intricate craftsman that you ever seen in your life. Why? Because the Ratzon was true for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayig Balibo, as the Rabban says, B'tarek Hashem. Vayig Balibo, that love, the name Moshe Lemelo, and he asked the question, Adoni Doiv, I'm doing whatever you say. Because Baruch Hu takes care of them. Because not below Avi and Shuma, it's unbelievable. Zachar. So many of us, we feel, and it's a problem. So many of us shoot ourselves in the leg. So many of us feel that, okay, what can I be? I'll just be a regular guy. Some of us feel, you know, I'm a little handicapped. I'm a little bit, you know, incapable. of doing great things for Klal Yisrael. Why? We don't have the mind for it. The mind is not too sharp. I don't have the zitzvah for it. I don't have the skills. I'm not just a skilled guy. They always told me in high school I should be, you know, in the, what's that called, the special vocational school class. And even when I went to the vocational class, my voice didn't work so well for the vocational school. But then I realized that vocational meant working with my hands. But even there, I was left back. Even the vocational school, I was left back. And I always thought to myself, what am I going to be? How am I going to succeed in life in any area? Especially in Avodas Hashem. Now, this is the choice of Avodas Hashem. What the Ramban's teaching us, what this Sukkim of all about the Mishkan are teaching us, that the greatest building, the greatest edifice that was ever produced in the world, that will be ever produced, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Mokoi, that the Shin is going to rest. Who do you think is going to build it? The smart, the greatest craftsmen, the smartest of people, the holiest of people. That's the Ramban name. That's the Pesukim name. By Yovel Kolish and Hachacham Lei, Hashem Asoi Liboy. Anybody who desired it, anybody who had the feeling that he wants to do for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's a Shmuel that comes to high school, but you find out there so many, you find communities. You find places in the world today, Rabbi. All over the world. You go into Europe, Russia, everywhere. You go out and you see communities flourishing. You see mamish, rabbonim, rosh yeshivas, schools flourishing. What happened? One guy went out there somewhere to Connecticut, wherever it was, Kentucky, and he decided he's going out there, he's going to do Kiyah, whatever he's going to do. And he had a big design, Emerson design, and started Libra. And he went out, and all of a sudden, he come there 20 years later, there's a day school, there's a Beis Yankiv, there's of course a pizza shop, you know, Mendy's Pizza. There's two, you know, now Beis Hashem, they made it, you know, one guy told me, Beis Hashem, we made it as a community, we now have a sushi restaurant also, Kosher Sushi, where the pizza store in the back, they have a guy who, you know, he looked, you know, every guy going there, you have to always have a Chinese guy at the store making sushi. I don't know, what is that? You know, that sushi must come out better. You know, obviously they know how to make sushi because that's all they eat over there, sushi. And you never see an American-looking guy making sushi. Somebody can make sushi also. They have to have this, you know, imported, what's it called, Chinese guy, whatever, Japanese guy, wearing some type of kippah on his head. They converted him also. Sushi conversion, it's called. But anyway, the maitza, but you have it. The sushi, and you have the shankus, they have shuls. Our communities are growing, 150, 200, and this guy, Rabbi Sad, Rabbi Yankel Pfeffenheimer, on the outside they have the bulletin board, they can't, his whole name doesn't fit on the bulletin board, it's short, Pfeffenheimer, they only get it to Pfeffenheim, the ER, they never get it. But the mice says, he's Yankel Pfeffenheimer, you met him from Ohio, this guy, he was in the vocational school, that's what he did, you know, he's in the vocational, someone thought maybe, Pfeffenheimer Stenders, you know, he'll build maybe nice Stenders. If he's going to Avodas Hashem, maybe he'll build a nice Stender, some, you know, nice Stenders. Or he'll be always, or he'll make mezuzah covers. But he's going to be somebody who has a community. He has day schools. He opened up, he went out, and he started a whole community. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? According to the Ramban, according to what we see in the Mishkan, Rabbi Yisrael, when you make a mokom v'akodesh bo, and you see a slave, chacham leiv, the mice, HaKodesh Baruch Hu fills it up, and you have kochot that you never had before. HaKodesh Baruch Hu fills you up with kochot, amazing kochot that you never had before, never thought you had. Because the Torah is, but it's not totally in the etzem, whether you have those skills or not. It could be you never had those skills. It could be in high school, you weren't even known to be skilled in anything. The only thing you were skilled in high school was sitting in the principal's office chair. That you were very skilled in. Because you were there every other day. But chutz from that, there was no skills. And all of a sudden, he can do everything. He's running the state school, he's taking care of the shul. What happened? The pshat was, he had a Messiah slave. He had a Chochmah slave. He had desired it with all his heart. He wanted it. He wanted to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't know how. Virgil, I don't know how. I want to do for you. Dr. Ramban, all of a sudden everything was there on the table. Everything they needed to go, it was done. He was figuring out plans, major plans, things, major fundraising campaigns. This guy once in high school, actually asked him to make a fundraising campaign, you know, for the high school class. He couldn't raise a nickel. And here he is, thousands of dollars making money and everything. Why? In the sea of slavery. But that's what we have to do. I put this Hashem, all of it is Hashem. It goes with this mahalach. The more you want it, the more you desire it, the more it's by you, an ikkur, the main thing in your life, because Baruch will fill you up. Because the essence will be after the Shema. Everything in life, anything you want to accomplish, it needs the Yadat Ishmael. And because both sees you really want it, that's the one tonight. The one condition. There ain't anything else. It should be laced with Ruach Chochmah. Because both fill you up. And you'll see, you'll find koichet that you never assumed you had before. It's always there. It's all there. The Kodesh Baruch gave you. Because that Messiah's lays. You lifted up your heart for Kodesh Baruch. This has to be the lesson that we have to learn about that. And our Avodah Hashem about that. And our Torah. And our Livin HaTorah. I wanted to tie in also about that in the last week. We discussed one Mahalas in Parashat Truma. Why the Kruvim with the Gemara and the Chagiyah Yudgimos can rob you like the face of a baby. Face of a baby, that's what in the holiest of holies, in the Mokum HaShechina, in the Mokum when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you go into the Azor, into the Kodesh, what's there? All of a sudden, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is emanating from where? You would think, Mamish, a picture of the Chometz Chaim with Rav Chaim Rekiva Eger's face. Little baby face. Clean baby face, the voice says. Why? We said purity and we discussed the enthusiasm. I want another pshat we could say. You saw it is that it's all babies. We're all really babies when it comes to the Chochmah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills us up with the Chochmah. And therefore, even if we don't feel we're the smartest, if we don't feel we're the most enthused, if we don't feel we're the most incredible people, as long as you have the desire and enthusiasm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fill you up. You could be not. The baby doesn't have the chokhmah of an adult. When it comes to Torah, we're all like Yanukim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu fills us up with it. Therefore, there's no excuses for not producing an Avodas Hashem. There's no excuses for not doing something great for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one tonight is this chokhmah slave. The Siyah slave. The emes of desire of Avodas Hashem. To be the one that does HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Purim's coming at the time to contemplate, to think about it, Rabbi Sai. You think about it, Rabbi Sai. Mordechai and Esther, what they did for Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Sai. You think about it, they saved everybody. The heroes of the Megillah of Purim, they put in all that koiches for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and miracles. Did they know there was a mahalach? They said this, that. They gave their life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces miracles for them. But more important to learn is that the Ava that was created with those miracles, as Rashi says in Shavuos Peches, Mitzuch Ava Saneh. Because we saw the great miracles of Purim, we realized the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, so we want to do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to lift up our hearts and accept more mitzvahs. We want a new Kabbalah HaTorah. The person has to concentrate on Purim, Rabbi Sai. We have to be thinking about the Megillah, Rabbi Sai. What are we thinking about during the Megillah? You have to realize the nisim. Because I'll tell us, Levat and Talmud Torah, the Mikri Megillah, the obvious kasha, what's the bit was another kasha. What do you mean Valent Talmud Torah in the Mikri? The Gemara should say, Valent Talmud Torah, to put on tefillin. Valent Talmud Torah, to have the Hanukkah. What's the pshat of the Gemara, to tell the Gemara? What do you mean Valent Talmud Torah in the Mikri Megillah? Valent Talmud Torah is every mitzvah. That's the din. The aloch is, if you have a mitzvah and Torah, you can't do the mitzvah idea of Chayrim, when you call him Testament base. You learn Torah, you stop learning Torah, you go to the mitzvah. So Mevalon Talmud Torah, what's Mevalon Talmud Torah? The Mikri Megillah. So once one says the Valdik of Pshara, I think it's Emes Lamita. More than only two places the Shas uses this Lashon, Mevalon Talmud Torah lit. And Gemara over here, Gimel Amid Aleph and Megillah, and the Gemara in Ksuvah Yudayim, Mevalon Talmud Torah, or Torah Sameh, Shach Nosses Kal. The Gemara in Menachos Sadi Test says Gevalda, listen to what Gemara boy said. The Gemara says, "Shepa'amim shebitula hikiyuma." Sometimes the bitul of Torah is the kiyum of Torah. Meaning to say, Rabbi said, there are some times that we have to move out from Torah. Why? In order that through that bitul, more Torah will come. To come to a greater degree of Torah. What's the pshat of it? The pshat is, as Rashi says over there, "Shompiyu pitula hikiyuma atzoras ameis." What do you mean of Tzoras HaMeis? What does the Gemara say? When are you Mevatel? If you for Talmud Chacham, everybody has to go out. What's the pshat? If you go out to Mevatel Torah for Talmud Chacham, Nebuch, a Gadol's Nifter. Well, we shouldn't hear such things. But somebody big is Nifter, Talmud Chacham is Nifter. You go out and you Mevatel Torah to go to his thing. You know what you see from that? Person? You see the Cheshivas of Torah. The Gemara says that a person who taught Torah, less lay Shiura. A person who learns Torah, the Gemara says, 600,000 people have to go out. A Zoivia Sefer Torah. The person who taught the last place, Shiura. Everybody goes out. A person has to learn the appreciation of Torah. Sometimes you have to vassal Torah to get an appreciation of Torah. Then you want to learn more Torah. You'll understand what Torah is about. That's Shapshon Pa'om Bitula Yikiyuma. Zokti Gimara Megillah Daf Gimel. Aye. Mevatel Talmud Torah, the Mikra Megillah, Zokti Gemara, Chayaz Hazeh, snapshot, you're allowed to. That's what the Gemara is telling you, you're allowed to, you're supposed to. You're allowed to Mevatel Torah for every mitzvah. Mevatel means it's telling you, B'chiyubi. Go and be Mevatel Torah for Mikra Megillah. Do it, don't check, you're allowed to, you're supposed to do it. We want you to do it, you chayav to do it. You know why? Because the Bittul Torah of Mikra Megillah is going to bring out a bigger kiyum of Torah. Shepa'om shebitula hikiyuma. Learn the Megillah. Going in the Bible Torah to hear the Megillah is going to give you a big appreciation of Torah. Where do we see that? In the story of Esther. After the Maaseh of Esther, looked around Peichas and Shabbos, all of Klal Yisrael saw the nace. They had such a love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They wanted to say, we want you to Torah more. Mitzvah Avos HaNeis. When you see the house of names, we want more Torah, we want this Russell to be great people. People who are the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People who just want to know our Torah is Hashem and do the Russell of Hashem. That's what we wanted after we saw that unbelievable name. So the pshat is that if a person dwells on the mitzvah, on the yisoid of the name, which is reading the Megillah, from that you're going to come out to an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the house of names that we saw in the Gemara led to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the same thing that has to take place every year on Purim. They were supposed to hear the Megillah. They were supposed to understand what's going on. They were supposed to come to appreciate him. But his Baruch was so great that after the Megillah, we want a new Kabbalah Satorah. We want a Kodesh Baruch. We want to be close to a Kodesh Baruch. We want to hear the Oira and all the mitzvahs. That's Mevatel Talmud Torah. Go and be Mevatel. Not a Heter. Not Rishos. Go and be Mevatel. Because from that's going to come a greater appreciation of Torah. Ba'om should be too late. That's the Yisoid of Rabbi Yisrael. But what Purim has to lead to Rabbi Yisrael. It has to lead to this Messiah slave. This realized appreciation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Appreciation of the Torah. Appreciation of the mitzvahs. Like Yehudim HaYisrael, we had a different appreciation of what mitzvahs are about. That he made Purim, Rabbi Yisrael shouldn't pass by. And all we came out with was we dirtied six kitchens in Ramat Shlomo, and some couches also. All we came out was that all we remember was Sunday morning, we woke up, and we forgot what Shabbos, what Parsha was it. All we came out from Purim was with a headache. But the person should come out with so much simcha, so much ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his enslaved should be noisy in him. To go into the Yemei Pesach, the days of Pesach, and the days of Shavuos, the Zachon of Kabbalah, the Torah, the Tzeinenu, Lirois of Malkeinu, the Tzeinenu, Lasois of Tzeinecho, that we should have a desire to do God and Hashem on the highest oath, that the Eza Hashem, because we will fill up our hearts, be able to do everything that we need to do to serve Him, to come to the Darug of Eza Hashem, of Yileis of Ruach Chochma, Zorach to the Ruach Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become Emes of B'nai Torah, Oiv de Hashem be Emes, to give Nachas Ruach li Yotreinu, Tein Yisrael.